Before the pandemic, the U.S. was welcoming more than 1 million international students each year. However, the pandemic, student visa delays, and a difficult political environment have caused a historic decline nationally. Maria Palma is a reporter for our media partner, Noticiero Movil. She spoke with several international students at the University of Nevada, Reno, to learn more about what they've been through this past year.
At UNR, Adelia Ross is well aware of the issues that international students are facing. She is the Assistant Director of the Office of International Students and Scholars.
It's been those reports that have shown that we have less students that are coming to the U.S., especially with a lot of schools decided to just do fully online and like hybrid like we are doing.
Ross also says that international student enrollment decreased almost 4% at UNR from last fall to this spring. However, if we look at the national data, the numbers are much higher. By last fall, new international student enrollment decreased by 43%. Many factors are to blame.
We've had issues with our Iranian students getting their visas because they usually have to go to a different country to be able to get it. Or just students who didn't want to come because they felt safer being at home instead of traveling across the country to come to an empty campus. So it's taken away that experience also of being a university student and having other students on campus, having events you can attend. So that's changed quite a bit too.
One student that has been affected is Arsam Taslimi, a first-year PhD student in earthquake and structural engineering from Gorgan, Iran.
I first received my application to start my PhD in August 2020, but because of the pandemic, I couldn't come to U.S. on that time, and I couldn't receive my visa, so I had to defer my program start date to January 2021, so I nearly missed one semester.
For Roxana Morton, moving to the U.S. was not what she expected. She's a first-year PhD student in chemical engineering from Ensenada, Mexico.
So connecting to people and meeting friends, and it has just been very difficult due to the pandemic. And all these changes and difficult times, of course, took a toll on me and caused me anxiety.
Given the challenges of this past year, many of these students are prioritizing their mental health and staying active. One of them is Ayram Sevendik, a second-year PhD in economics from Ankara, Turkey.
In order to keep myself emotionally and physically healthy, I work out every day. I do 10 minutes of yoga every day. I try to keep in touch with friends, although we cannot come together.
The Office of International Students and Scholars continues to provide support to their students with a virtual front desk, events on Zoom, and game nights.
So we have monthly virtual success pizza, because that is with counselors, so two counselors from counseling services. And so we invite students to come in there and just share what they've been going through, or if they don't have to share, they could listen. And encouraging them to get out, put on a mask, get out and walk, do something so you're not just stuck at home.
Looking ahead to future semesters, Arsam, Roxana, and Iram hope pandemic conditions continue to improve so they can be on campus, make friends, and explore Reno. For Noticiero Móvil, I'm Maria Palma.